Good morning, Audio Boo Land. It's Saturday morning and I'm actually out with the dog. We've taken my daughter, Saturday mornings we normally take my daughter riding, and it's normally me actually who has to be in on the lesson with her because she's under 5 years old. There has to be an adult or one of her parents actually kind of leading the horse a little bit. But this morning my wife volunteered, so that's really good. So they're up in the arena now, doing the lesson, and I've come outside to walk the dog. So I'm walking down. There's a really nice big lake here. It's half of the land here. It's kind of a nature reserve. So I'm just walking down to this lovely lake now with the dog, and just having a relaxing time, which I really need because I've had quite a stressful morning this morning. Up early, took the dog out. My daughter was up early, screaming for breakfast. I don't know why. She's all been hysterical and screaming most of the morning. Anyone who's got a 3.5 year old will know what I'm talking about. And it's just been one of those mornings where it's been, you know, daughter screaming and the dog's been really, dog's been playing up as well. So we've had to kind of throw him out of the garden a couple of times. And yeah, it's just been one of those mornings where you just feel like the worst parent in the world. But now, yeah, we've got to the riding lesson now, and, you know, the day's taking a turn for the better. So what I've been doing, I haven't booed for a couple of days. It's because I've been very, very busy. Oi, dog's eating all horse poo now. Stop that. Vitamin B in it, apparently, for dogs. That's why they do it. Anyway, I've been quite busy the last few days. Big Bad Media, publishing 5 books right out the gate. Of course I'm darn busy, because we're doing them in audio, we're doing them in print, and a couple of them we're doing as e-books as well. So, yeah, of course I've been busy. A lot of things to put together for all of those. One thing that's really been helping is I set up kind of a mini forum for me and the writers and people I'm working with at the moment on a service called Presently. Now, I'd really, really would recommend that. If you're working in a team or you just want to set up a forum that's a little bit different to those kind of big unwieldy forums that we, you know, a lot of writers are members of, then I really, really would recommend Presently. It's free. And the reason I recommend it is because it's Twitter-like. It's, when you post messages, they're 140 characters long, so it's very, very easy to post kind of status updates and quick messages to each other. There's email notifications, and of course, if you need to post messages that are longer than 140 characters, well, you can attach files, you can actually attach bits of text, you can actually attach bits of code, you can do all kinds of stuff. And the really brilliant thing as well is there is an iPhone app as well for it. So you can download the Presently iPhone app, which I've got, and then just put in all your you know, user details, and then you've got access to your Presently network on your iPhone as well. So I really, really recommend that. If you're working in a team of some sort, or even, you know, there doesn't have to be hundreds of members. There's about, you know, 6 or 7 of us in the Presently group at the moment, and it's working really great. I mean, if there was just 2 of you, it would work great. And it's completely private. So it's kind of Twitter with a few awesome extras, and it's completely private. So I really, really would recommend Presently as a way to work together. All right, dog's kind of running around a bit now. There's lots of birds and stuff here, so he's jumping around. So I'm going to go off and continue taking the dog for a walk. And look forward to a nice barbecue tonight with all the neighbours. That'll be nice. Have a few beers and kick back. That'd be cool. And yeah, have a great weekend, everyone. I'll see you later.